Welcome to Implied. This is September 4th, 2025. I'm your host. I'm excited to unpack the latest on Figma in today's 10-minute breakdown, where we dive beyond the headlines to surface what's implied but not said. Here's the thing. Figma's stock just plunged nearly 20% following its first earnings report as a public company. And that drop speaks volumes. But what's behind the slide? Second quarter results, ended June 30th, 2025, showed $249.6 million in revenue, a 41% year-over-year jump. Non-GAAP operating margin stood at 5%, and adjusted free cash flow margin was about 24%. The company also reported net income of $28.2 million, with $1.6 billion in cash and equivalents on hand. Put simply, they nailed the top-line growth, showed real profitability, and they're flush with cash. But get this. Investors weren't cheering. The stock fell sharply because revenue narrowly missed the $250 million analysts expected, and Figma's forward guidance, Q3 growth of 33% and full-year growth of around 37%, felt underwhelming given its sky-high valuation. In other words, Figma looks good, but expectations were even higher. Here's the punchline. Figma is still riding a valuation of nearly 200 times forward earnings, dwarfing peers like Adobe at around 17 times. So even small misses, or cautious guidance, hit the stock hard. My read is, this isn't just about growth. It's about expectations. At a $67 billion valuation following a 250% IPO surge, investors simply expected more, even from a solid report. The signal here is that Figma's ambitious valuation leaves little room for modest slippage. But let's not ignore the strengths. Figma is investing aggressively in AI, launching products like Figma Slides, Make, Sites, Buzz, and Draw, aiming to double its portfolio and broaden its reach. That tells us they're focusing on long-term innovation, not just short-term delivery. An alternative view? Some analysts might argue the drop was an overreaction, given the strong fundamentals and forward investments. And yes, conservative guidance might just reflect prudence amid uncertain macro conditions, not weakness. My one-sentence takeaway. Figma delivered a strong quarter in reality. But at its valuation, strong has to feel exceptional to the market. And today it didn't. Thanks for listening. If you found this helpful, subscribe, leave a comment, and check the show notes for sources. It was implied. It is not investment advice. Until next time, cheers.